USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The U.S. has hit its highest daily number of COVID-19 cases since the pandemic began. At least 82,000 new cases have been recorded. That surpasses the previous record set during the summer. Some hospitals in the Midwest are already overwhelmed. Dr. Katie Kavinsky works in a COVID unit at University Hospital in Madison, Wisconsin. She says things will get worse if it doesn't get better soon.
I think, unfortunately, it could get really, really terrible. It's devastating. It's terrifying to see someone struggling to breathe. You can see the fear in their eyes. You can see how scared they are.
Hospitalizations for the coronavirus have increased in 38 states this past week, and there have been more than 1,000 deaths in recent days. The Washington Post says 11 states accounted for the bulk of the cases Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
President Trump is set to cast his own ballot in his adopted home state of Florida today before rallying supporters in three other critical battleground states. Former Vice President Joe Biden throwing his attention with a little help from rock legend Jon Bon Jovi on hotly contested pockets of Pennsylvania. With just 10 days to go, Trump and Biden are pleading with their supporters to help them turn out the vote, especially in several key states. Trump set to rally in Lumberton, North Carolina, Circleville, Ohio, and Waukesha, Wisconsin. Biden will hold a pair of drive-in events in Bucks County outside of Philadelphia and Luzerne County in the northeastern part of the Keystone State. Bon Jovi is expected to join the Democrat there. Pacific Gas and Electric may cut power to more than a million people on Sunday to prevent the chance of sparking wildfires as extreme fire weather returns to the region. The utility announced the move yesterday. The nation's largest utility said it could black out customers in 38 counties, including most of the San Francisco Bay Area. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
When I first switched over, because I stopped taking the other supplements I was taking and switched over all the way to Balance of Nature, I really noticed a huge difference. It was amazing. Like better sleep, better attention, better energy. It was just really, really great.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
As talks continue on the coronavirus stimulus package, there is one area of agreement between both sides of the aisle. USA Radio's Tim Berg has that.
As Democrats and Republicans try to work out a new stimulus plan, one part of the plan that seemingly does have bipartisan support is the popular Paycheck Protection Program. The program loans money to small businesses at a 1% interest rate. Nick Bogaz is a restaurant owner in Pennsylvania. He tells Fox News Washington needs to do something to authorize more PPP funds.
It's a matter of closing the doors or staying open, and we can't wait for them to take a two-week break. We need it now. And for round one and two of the PPP loans, we need a streamlined forgiveness process to preserve money and time for operators, along with insured businesses the ability to deduct business expenses that they paid with the PPP. Without this relief, millions of businesses will face tremendous tax liabilities.
Walker Buehler struck out 10 over 6 innings to help the Los Angeles Dodgers beat the Tampa Bay Rays 6-2 last night for a 2-1 World Series lead. The Dodgers are now 2 wins from the championship that has eluded them since 1988. Arnold Schwarzenegger says he's feeling fantastic after his recent heart surgery. The 73-year-old actor and former California governor said on social media yesterday that he had a new aortic valve implanted in his heart. He posted a photo of himself with a thumbs up from his hospital bed. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.